Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're about to indulge in a very engaging conversation right now. For many of you, you might be listening to me from your vehicles, and as I look onto Jan Smuts Avenue, there's a filling station right across us. There's cars right on the main road here. And of course, top of mind comes the various vehicle types that are on the road, where they might have been bought, how old they might be, which brands are in particular very popular at the moment. And these typically speak to the themes that we do deep dive into when it comes to understanding the secondhand vehicle market in South Africa. Is it booming? Well, it seems as though the man who's going to help us answer this question is George Mini, the CEO of Auto Trader, who joins us on the show tonight. Such a pleasure to have you on the show, George.
And you as well. Really nice to be on your show, and very nice to actually see your face, because often I'm on radio interviews and I can't see the people. So it's really nice to see you.
The wonders of technology, I tell you. It's definitely makes it a lot more easier to interact. And maybe let's just start there, right, George? Because over the last few years, we actually have seen Auto Trader evolve as a platform. I always think of the magazines my brothers, my dads, and my uncles used to read through and flip through when it came to looking for guidance on where to buy their next car, or even just admire the vehicles that they love. And here we are living in a digital age where you've been able to access the touch point and the evolution and shifts of the vehicle consumer in South Africa. What's the journey been like?
The journey has been absolutely amazing. I think the advent of the internet has caused one thing to be true, and that is to give the consumer transparency over the things that they are buying or selling. And that's really been the beauty of this journey, is being able to give the consumer more and more and more information about the stuff, in our case, cars, and that they are buying. Because in an analog world where you're paging through a magazine, it's very difficult to see the context. There's one image, there's a little bit of text. You actually have to get in your car, go to the dealership, go to the seller, and go and have a look and ask questions. And quite often people get fatigued three or four times, and you get fatigued. Whereas now with the internet, it's a lot easier. You can narrow down your choices. You can make comparisons. You can even comparison shop on price on Auto Trader's platform, because we tell you what we think the car is worth.
Yeah, 100%. There's been a lot of growth there. What I'm also keen to talk about is perhaps even the growth and the diversity of your audience. You might have heard me referencing male figures in my life earlier on, but the truth is us girls also like to venture off into the vehicle purchasing space. Has that come through in your numbers in terms of demographics?
Yes. So the demographics follow largely the demographics of society. But males are still slightly higher from a searching and selecting point of view. But women are up there. Women are definitely up there. And women like yourself are doing a lot of searching.
Yeah, we've tried to make sure that we come armed with great knowledge and information. But maybe let's just start there then, taking a look at the bigger picture in terms of South Africa's used vehicle market, pre-owned. As we know, interest rates, yes, took a dip slightly last year, but the macroeconomic environment has really been tough for consumers. So how are you seeing this influencing vehicle trades, sales rather?
So towards the end of last year, the used vehicle market and new vehicle market was under a lot of pressure. In this month gone by, March 2025, it's been a strong month, probably one of the strongest we've seen since the end of last year. The used vehicle sales are up nearly 10%, 9.6% year on year, and 3.5% up February to March, which is approximately 12.5 billion rands worth of transactions in terms of the ticket price of the car. So we're seeing stability, we're seeing rising consumer confidence, and we're seeing a healthy, functioning market.
That's good to hear. And I guess this also speaks to, outside of the numbers, which particular brands might be growing in terms of popularity. So what are people buying? How much are we buying it for?
So Toyota, Ford, and Suzuki are still the clear front runners. They offer reliability, fuel efficiency, and all those things, as well as value. Toyota is still the top brand of all, with Ford Ranger being South Africa's best-selling used model. Yeah. And then Suzuki. Suzuki is just knocking the lights out. I don't know if you remember about maybe 15 years ago now, the Hyundai Getz was the car to drive as a young person. Mm-hmm. It's now the Suzuki Swift. 31% year-on-year growth in the Swift, and now tops the top six or should I say, is in the top six of the top selling vehicles, and is becoming the go-to for affordability, especially for young people.
Interesting. I'm so intrigued because typically for all South Africans, when you think of popular brands, VW always features top of the list. Is that still the case, or what are we seeing in terms of that brand's trends?
It is in terms of the entry-level Polo Vivo. People are still searching massively for the Polo Vivo. But because of its price point, often people dream about the Polo Vivo, search for the Polo Vivo, but end up on the Swift or end up on the Starlet. Okay. So those vehicles all for 240,000 Rand and below, that's where the entry-level price point is.
Sure. So the sweet spot in terms of pricing, 250,000 Rand, as you say?
240 and below is for entry-level sweet spot, whereas your Polo, not the Polo Vivo, and the Starlet mid-range, and then your premium vehicles are the Ranger, Hilux, and Fortuner, which are 500,000 Rand and above. But the starting point is 240,000 Rand and below, and if you can get a Polo Vivo for that, people will take it, but mostly they go for the Swift.
Got you. That's so interesting. I'm also intrigued to understand the funding or financing models or structures that we use. Are we still financing pre-owned vehicles? If we are, what shifts have we seen in terms of the terms and conditions?
So we are still financing pre-owned vehicles to a large degree. South Africa is unfortunately a very, very high debt market in that most vehicles are financed, especially the entry-level vehicles. And consumers, unfortunately, in today's economic world are being denied finance, not denied finance, probably trying to buy a car they can't afford, and then they're having to drop the car that they actually want to buy, say from a Polo Vivo, apply for that, and you get denied finance because of affordability, and then you drop down to a Swift, and you get approved for finance. So the approval levels are very low, unfortunately, but that just means that people must bargain hunt and look for vehicles. As a matter of fact, the sweet spot is between 3 and 6 year old cars, where the depreciation hit has already been taken by the new car driver, the person that bought that car for the first time.
Got you. George, a question that I'm sure many of our listeners often do question is the competitive landscape. We know of We Buy Cars, Wheelie, and a few others who have come on board in recent years. How are you finding that and perhaps any impact on your business?
So the car buying services or supermarkets, as you would call those entities, are really just evidence that the car buying and selling journey has diverged. And what I mean by that is, before the internet, a consumer would take their current car, they would go to a dealership, they would trade the car in on the car that they're interested in. So the car selling journey was very much coupled to the car buying journey. And because of the internet, that journey has diverged, and you get the large car buying services that have taken advantage of that divergent car selling journey. And consumers know that they don't have to take the car they're selling to the dealership that they're buying a car from. Quite often a dealership can get you the best deal if you bring your car, because they can package a deal for both cars. Mm-hmm. But consumers try and look for the best price for selling their car before they go and buy the next one. So that's how those platforms have, in a nutshell, really emerged. How have they affected Auto Trader's business? They're not really our competitors. As a matter of fact, many of them are our customers. Auto Trader sees approximately 130,000 listings per month. And because we don't own those cars, we can operate at scale. Whereas a car supermarket and large dealerships don't carry that kind of stock.
Got you. George, we're looking forward to hearing from you in the next few months. Hopefully when we get some clarity on what's happening with the macroeconomic market, it will be intriguing to see what the sales trends do reveal about South African consumers. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. That's George Minnie, CEO of Auto Trader, joining us this evening for a fantastic conversation, helping us understand where we are spending our money. So just when you thought that South Africans weren't buying vehicles, 240,000 Rand below that is the sweet spot for first or entry level vehicles. And the likes of Suzuki Swift definitely gaining popularity for first time vehicle owners.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.